Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gerber Show, God Bless America. It's Tuesday, April 16, 2019, and here are three big things you need to know. Three, AOC says no to Joe, the socialist who seems to be running for Nancy's job, is now weighing in on the run for president. And she says Joe Biden would be going backward, not forward. She says, that won't work for me. Two, the Mueller report is on its way Thursday, well, at least the redacted version being released by Attorney General William Barr. Of course, the Dems are howling already, even though they have no idea what will be made available. And number one, it took 200 years to build. It stood for 850 years, and now much of it has been reduced to ash and rubble. As the iconic Eiffel Tower or the Louvre, Notre Dame was decimated by a firestorm Monday. French firefighters and officials appear to be at a total loss to stop much of what the destruction did, but there is good news coming out of the rubble. Pictures today showing the cross still standing, the altar still standing. The heart of the cathedral survived that firestorm, and how, I have no idea. Like millions around the world, I watched yesterday, horrified. I visited Notre Dame about 10 or 12 years ago. I walked around, I marveled at the carvings and the sculptures. 13 million people a year go to Notre Dame, tourists, that is. And I was among them. What an incredible, iconic place, a centerpiece of Western civilization. People are asked, what is civilization? And you say, I don't know if I can describe it, but I know it when I see it. Notre Dame was civilization. The Holy Church begun in 1163 in the 12th century under King Louis VII of France. He reigned for 17 years under its original construction. Construction of the choir took from 1163 until around 1177. The high altar consecrated in 1182. Beginning in 1190, the bases of the facade were put in place, and the first traverses were completed. Between 1225 and 1250, the upper gallery of the nave constructed along with the two towers of the west facade. The two towers with the bells. Bells weighing 20 tons. Survived the incredible fire. The church was undergoing renovation, and many say that it was caused by a construction error, a construction crew fire. But many questions remain, and the reason for that is simple. That's because Catholic churches are being desecrated all across France. It happens twice a day, every day. Satanic symbols, shattered statues. The Catholic Church under attack, to say the least. A fire just recently at St. Sulpice, the second largest church in Paris, just a couple of weeks ago, shedding light on a trend that has become commonplace in many smaller towns. Who heard of the sacking of the monastery at St. Jean de Balsamé of Evran? Best I could do, folks. Of those teenagers who are urinating in the holy water in front of the church. And the list goes on. St. Sulpice burned terribly, by the way. That happened March the 17th. March the 17th. Among attacks on churches in France just in February, a cross of human excrement was found in the southern city of Nîmes. A statue of Mary was smashed in a Paris suburb, and a statue of Jesus decapitated in an Atlantic seaside resort. St. Gilles Le Croix. The attacks on Catholic churches and the muted reactions to them reflect the complex role France's once dominant faith plays in a society that has changed so much that ignorance of religion, not only Christianity but others as well, is widespread. And this is true in the Western world. So it's no surprise that many wonder if this could be a terrorist attack. After all, on Friday of this week past, a 22-year-old terrorist, Ines Madani, who had adopted the name Abu Omar, was sentenced to 8 years in prison because she was arrested in 2016 plotting to set Notre Dame on fire with gas bombs in her car. 3 days after she is sent to prison for 8 years, Notre Dame is ablaze. And how could somebody not wonder if there's a connection? ISIS had urged the burning of Notre Dame, along with other terrorist organizations. Right now, we'll let the investigation follow where it leads. Right now, we'll let the investigation focus on the facts of the things that we do know, but this woman, Ines Madani Abu Omar, just beginning a prison sentence, probably celebrating the destruction of Notre Dame. So you have to ask yourself, where are we in this conversation? Why are we allowing churches to be desecrated and destroyed? Why is it something you've not heard about before? Why is it that churches across France are being destroyed, set on fire, desecrated, statues smashed, fecal matter spread? Why are you allowing this to happen? Why are you not hearing about it? It's a serious conversation. Further evidence of the erosion or the disintegration of the Western civilization, if you will. Now, having said that, it is remarkable, a miracle really, to see the cross and the altar still standing in the center of Notre Dame, surviving this firestorm. French President Emmanuel Macron vows to rebuild Notre Dame to reflect the diverse culture of France, and I reject that. It is a Catholic church. It is a holy place for Catholics. And yes, a symbol of France, but it is not a mosque. It is not a synagogue. It is a cathedral, a Christian symbol, and should be rebuilt as such. Christians very accepting, of course, of others and others' faith. So we'll see what happens. But Macron, the idea that we'll build this as a symbol of diversity. No, you should build it for what it was built. You should rebuild it as it was. You should recreate it as it was to the best of your ability. And of course, the Catholic Church will raise millions, if not billions of dollars to make it so. The second most famous church in the world. Second only, of course, to St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican, was Notre Dame, memorialized in books, written about, captured in millions and millions of photographs, and an impressive place, trust me, breathtaking place. And it still will be. 10 years hence, it still will be. We watched history unfold in front of our eyes yesterday. It's 14 after. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show. Darkness, there's a light that I can't find. Well, maybe it's too far away. Well, maybe I'm just blind. Maybe I'm just blind.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again.
I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist.
But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.